It's time to get outside. This is KSL Outdoors, brought to you by Bear River Lodge. 2 hours of stories and information on hunting, fishing, and high adventure. Our host is Tim Hughes on KSL News Radio.
Good morning and welcome to a brand new day. Nice to have you back for another week here of KSL Outdoors Radio. We've got a lot to do over the next couple of hours, and of course, we'll get you to what turns out to be, 30 minutes, I think, of a greenhouse show, because it's General Conference weekend for The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. So Tana Maria will take you to 9:30, and then Maria will start our special programming at 9:30, and our first session of General Conference coming up at 10 o'clock as we take you directly over to Temple Square. Look forward to it. Tim Hughes in studio this week, and look who's back, Russ Smith from SkyCall. You're back.
I'm glad to be back.
It is always good to see you, my friend.
Sorry I duck out once in a while.
It's all right. We are recording this program on Thursday. The clouds starting to roll in today. The rain will arrive tomorrow, it looks like, speaking of Friday. And then by the time you're listening to this, what do you expect? It's conference weekend.
It's time for rain.
We're going to have some rain down here in the downtown area and around the northern part of the state for sure. So keep the weather in mind. Nav Adamskis text me this morning, and because he just got back from a world tour, really, of ski resorts, and he was all excited about giving us a list of his top 25 out of the 52 or something that he's been able to hit in his lifetime. Many of those just over the last few months or last 6 weeks, really. So I fully expected him to be here right now, but then he forgot he was going to do that today, and he's headed to the golf course or something. Anyway, we'll check in with him coming up in just a few minutes. I'm looking forward to a conversation an hour from now with a herpetology coordinator. What is that exactly?
I can't think of the
snake specialist.
Yeah, snakes.
A snake specialist.
Scaled animals.
Her name is Alyssa Hoekstra, and it is rattlesnake season today. I had a conversation with her yesterday that we'll share with you coming up at the top of the next hour. You have any rattlesnake encounters in your life?
Yeah, a couple
of them. As much time as you've spent outdoors.
Well, I was originally from California. Okay, don't hate me for that. Okay, I've been here like 40 years now. I've been here longer than I lived in California.
Right.
So we had ATVs, and we're out in the West Desert cruising along, and she says, are there any are there any rattlesnakes around here? I said, yeah, of course there is. This is the terrain for rattlesnakes. No, I don't think so. I don't think we even have rattlesnakes in Utah. I said, what are you talking about? She's never been anywhere where there would be rattlesnakes.
This is Chris we're talking about. Yeah.
And just like within seconds, we came up on a big rattler on the trail. I said, well, there you go. I said, what do you mean? Just leave it alone.
Yeah.
The other one was on the back road from Bryce. I can't remember the city that we go through. You know, instead of turning right or left, you go straight out of the exit.
Yeah.
I love that ride. We've done it on motorcycles. Mm-hmm. We've done it. Great hamburger joint there. But there were some snakes out in the road. I said, cool. They were just small snakes. She says, don't get out. Don't mess with those. Yeah, I want to see what they are. I said, you know, they look like rattlesnakes, but I don't think they are.
Oh, boy.
I started to reach down for one, and
yeah, sounded something
ones.
Like
they didn't
this.
Have a rattle yet.
Hang on. That.
Well, that's the rattle.
That's the rattle.
These were not shaking the rattle, but they were rattlesnakes. They had some rattles on them. They were in bad shape laying out on the road. I think they've been hit.
Well,
yeah.
I am so afraid of snakes in general, but rattlesnakes in particular, that, and I shared this story with Alyssa. You'll hear it again next hour, so I apologize. But when I was a teenage kid, my girlfriend, her mother was dating a guy who ran a ranch out in the middle of Raft River.
Raft River,
and out by Burley, because I was living in Pocatello. So I would go out there and spend the week, and we were plowing wheat fields. And so you're stirring up, you know, all kinds of things out of the ground, and rattlesnakes happen to be among them. But I was so fearful of them that sitting in a big tractor or driving a truck down the road, when one would want to cross the road or come across in front of me, I would stop the machine like somehow he could get to me in the seat. Impossible. But there are a lot of people that are fearful of rattlesnakes, and in some cases you should be, but you should also know they're just as afraid of you as you are of them. Yeah. And that's why you will hear. Let me get it back up here.
Leave him alone.
This is why you will hear this. Is they're just telling you, leave me alone.
I think the biggest problem is if you're climbing up rubble and stuff and you're using your hands, you're basically sneaking up on snake and snake habitat. And that's where most people have the problem.
And they may be, cooling themselves under a rock or something, and you reach up there not knowing it, trying to find something. Dogs will do that too, and I know you've had incidences with your dogs.
Keep them on a leash when you're in that kind of territory. Let them run out where you have good places to run. You can go get some training. I know Mike Seeley was offering that before on how to desensitize your dogs, have them just ignore the rattlesnakes. There's all kinds of stuff you can do. I know that I'll get hate mail, but electronic collar is the best way to go, and you can get them conditioned that every time they come to a snake, you can whack them. You don't have to use electronic part. Use the vibrate, and that's good enough. And they'll know right away when they see it, they'll remember that you did that to them, and they'll get off of it.
Just so you know, there are 5 species of rattlesnakes in the state of Utah. You're going to find different species in different parts of the state. And it is against the law, actually, to kill them.
You don't want to kill them.
So
maybe in your backyard.
Well, they're beneficial to the ecosystem, and we'll explain why when Alyssa joins us in the next hour.
A lot of stuff.
Did you also say that vets can kind of pre-med your dogs?
Or we used to when we were doing search and rescue. They could get a shot that would give them a little more life if they got bit to get them to the vet. Now, ask your vet. I don't know if that's being done. I was just at a vet, and they weren't doing it anymore where I go, but there might be some places, or if you have a specific reason.
Something to ask about. I wanted to mention that just because it wasn't part of my conversation with Alyssa. Snow Day, we've got 2 editions of it today. That special edition with Navinovskis coming up in the next half hour, if we can get him off of the driving range today. And he tells me he's got a list of the top 25. He's a little like Rain Man in that regard. Some would say he's a quirky kind of guy, but he loves to make lists of things. So he's been accounting for every day he skied this year, which he does every year, but every country that he skied, different resorts that he skied, and so he's come up with his top 25. And
great.
We'll look that over with his help. He'll also have some fish bites for us, and one of the stories I suggested that we dive into is the fact that the division, or I guess it would have been the Department of Natural Resources this week, announced that they're doing some early release, some pre-release of water from our higher elevation reservoirs.
Good.
Because they want to make room for the runoff that's coming. Because we're still about 130% of normal, I think, right now.
How much benefit will the Great Salt Lake get from
that? Quite a bit. Yeah. And they actually said that it's starting already at a higher elevation than they would have anticipated. Yeah. So there's some good news there that water early in the season may make it to the Great Salt Lake, which it so badly needs. The other snow day, which we will do in its regular spot, Michael Rueckert will join us from Snow Basin. They've extended their season because of that snow we were just talking about. They're going to go through the end of the month, but I'm glad we are going to catch up with him today because it was just announced where the expected venues are going to be for events if the Olympics indeed do come in 2034. And Snow Basin is going to have an added list of a few others. They were the spot for the downhill, I believe.
So that was not a done deal.
It's hard to explain. We were the only ones.
I think it is.
We were the only ones in the running when they announced that we were their favored spot. Yeah. But the official announcement, and we just learned this the other day, the official announcement is going to come down on the 24th of July, which is Pioneer Day here. So guess who gets to come to work on the 24th of July?
I won't be here. I'll be in the motorhome.
There you go.
July, I will be in. I'll be in Montana.
Yeah, there you go.
Country song right there.
A little cooler air, too. All right, we'll take a break. When we come back, we will have some news of the week. Navinovskis joins us in the next half hour. And, Roger Eggett will also be on with us from Bear River Lodge, of course, sponsor of this program. So stay with us. Thanks for making us part of your weekend plans.